AI News by Conjero.
Good morning. It's 2 May 2026, and we've got six stories that matter. Top line, monitoring tools are shifting from passive logs to active, real-time containment across networks, endpoints, and dark web feeds. The capability is surfacing at scale. The real question now is fidelity plus governance.
Real-time containment sounds powerful, but it amplifies trade-offs. High sensitivity creates false positives and operational drag. Dark web scraping raises privacy and legal flags. Deployments will need provable fidelity, clear escalation paths, and human-in-the-loop guardrails.
Meanwhile, the OpenAI legal fight, Musk's charity framing, is doing more than parse corporate bylaws. It's a live experiment in product governance. Who controls access, how monetization is allowed, and what safety promises bind product behavior?
That kind of precedent touches developers and markets. If governance becomes productized, more gating, stricter terms on data and fine-tuning, integration models change and business models shift toward contractual control rather than open diffusion.
On defense, eight big players have moved Pentagon AI from pilots toward a platformed stack. SpaceX, OpenAI, Google, NVIDIA, Reflection, Microsoft, AWS, and Oracle. The emphasis is interoperability, not bespoke one-offs, which reshapes procurement and architectures.
Interoperability helps scale but increases systemic risk. Vulnerabilities or misconfigurations can propagate across vendors. It also drags in export controls, certification regimes, and a new layer of supply chain governance for accelerators, comms, and software.
At MTech AI, the sovereign AI debate flipped into engineering. Data sovereignty is about controlling flows, preserving provenance, and scaling governed systems. It's not a policy badge anymore. It's an operational design constraint.
Practically, that means building pipelines that enforce locality and lineage from the outset. Think federated training, encrypted enclaves, immutable audit logs. Because without that tooling, sovereign is just a compliance talking point.
Cybersecurity thinking is moving from perimeter to lifecycle defense. With models in the loop, teams must embed threat modeling, secure training data practices, and continuous monitoring into ML ops rather than bolting security on after the fact.
Concrete changes are emerging. CI/CD with model safety gates, automated adversarial testing, patchable models and rollback mechanisms, and SLOs tied to behavior and safety metrics. It's operational work, not a one-time checklist.
A quieter but consequential shift. Several Chinese startups, Moonshot AI, Deep Route, AI, StepFun, are weighing direct onshore registration. That would simplify domestic compliance and speed local product roadmaps.
The strategic effect is a more bifurcated ecosystem, faster iteration and easier market access at home versus harder global reach. It changes bargaining with regulators and makes local hosting the default for many product lines.
Across these threads, there's a clear market lever. Governance choices are shaping who gets funded, who wins contracts, and who can ship. Control over monetization, access, and safety becomes a competitive axis, not just an ethical stance.
Procurement is already reflecting that. Governments buying AI can bake governance requirements, auditable logs, containment capabilities, provenance, into contracts, making architectural decisions downstream of policy choices at purchase time.
Don't forget the engineering trade-offs. High fidelity monitoring and containment adds latency, cost, and complexity. Teams will need to tune detection thresholds, instrumentation, and UX so security doesn't grind product adoption to a halt.
And the human side matters. Organizations need engineers fluent in privacy and provenance, auditors who can validate lineage, and SREs who operate containment systems. That skills gap is an opportunity for tooling vendors and standards bodies.
Synthesis, we're no longer arguing about whether governance matters. It's a hard engineering constraint that reorganizes architectures, markets, and geopolitics. Success will favor teams that operationalize provenance, containment, and interoperability without destroying usability.
That's our roundup for 2 May. Short, focused shifts today, same threads, new stakes. I'm Emeko. Catch us tomorrow for the next set of moves.
AI News by Conjero.